Alrighty, righty, welcome. What's up, Lagos? If you are tuning right now, welcome. This is What's Up, Lagos with the Tickers. So check your time, Lagos. It's 8 minutes past 10, and I am the one doing the intro today, and that's because it's just me in the studio today. Yes, Collis is unavoidably absent, but not to worry. I will try my best to make the Tickers vibe, so to speak, complete. But you know, it's not usually complete when he's not here. But anyways, I am here and fully representing the Tickers. I am Andrea Odwobi Ticker. It's a feel of Lagos right now from 10 o'clock to 11, where that you tell us what is going on around your area and how you're doing. It's Friday, and then we're all about thanking the creator for having to keep us alive to this very day. It's a moment most times to just look back and ask ourselves, what did I achieve for the week? Is there something that I did not do that I planned to do for the week? Is there something more that I want to do? But most importantly, it is the time for us to relax. We've had to wake up early in the morning to work all week, you know. But Friday, most of the time, comes with you relaxing and having a good time with family and friends and, you know, just chill. But how are you feeling this morning? And then what is going on around your area? Remember that the fun-filled Friday edition of the Family Talk will be coming up from 11 to 12 and have something interesting that we will be bantering about. But before we go into that, first of all, how are you doing, Lagos? 0700-993-993-993. There's a particular banter that I want us to, you know, just jump on. And it's a question that I have asked myself several times. When we say love your neighbor as yourself, do we actually really mean it? Does it apply, like, real in the real sense of it, when we ask ourselves or when we tell ourselves love your neighbor as you love yourself? Tell the truth. Do you actually love your neighbor as you love yourself? Well, anyways, Lagos, welcome. It's What's Up, Lagos with the Tickers. The phone lines are up, 0700-993-993-993. And yeah, welcome. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Okay, the call is back if you can. Hello?
Good morning, though. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Wow, the phone line's jamming. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good morning. What is your name?
My name is Muhammad.
Sorry?
My name is Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Yeah.
Welcome. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
It has been a long time. This is my first time on getting you guys on the phone.
Welcome.
So, well done.
Thank you.
I really appreciate and I'm very, very happy with the many, many programs you guys are putting. I'm happy with it.
Thank you.
So, that is what I call for, to thank you guys for the best you guys are doing.
Thank you. Appreciate. We appreciate. Okay.
But the manager, the director, all the staff, I appreciate them, and they are thanking them very well with the good job they are doing.
All right. Thank
May
you,
God
too.
May God continue to bless them. Give them the greater height.
Amen. Thank you so much. We appreciate the love. Hello. Alrighty. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, this is Eze calling from Odogbolu.
Welcome, Eze.
What happened now? Where is Eke now?
He's unavoidably absent today, so it's just me hanging out with you. I know. I'm going to miss him as well, so please do not rub it in my face like we usually say. So don't rub it in, right?
We look forward to seeing him on Monday.
Absolutely. He will be here on Monday. So how are you? What's going on around Odogbolu this morning?
There is no wala here. The weather is... Only the problem we have is the weather. It's extraordinary hot. And there is no light. I don't know whether you people will borrow us live from Lagos there. Is it possible?
It's not possible. It's not possible.
Are you sure?
It's not possible, sir. Thank you for calling, Mr. Eze from Odogwu. So it rained in some areas this morning in Lagos, while we had sun shining in some other areas, which happens to be more or less the norm in recent times, where that some area it's raining cat and dogs, and in some other area it is, pretty hot. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
She's still alive. Okay, call us back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
What's up, Lagos?
The Israelite woman.
Mm-hmm.
Hallowed be thy name.
Holy Adao.
The man from Kalahari Desert is at rest, Avi. Let him rest. He talks too much, sir. Thank you. You know what? As regards to the weather and the geographical explanation is that sometimes when there is excessive heat, it helps to dry up certain things. You know, like when there is excessive sun, that is the time most of the fruit are incubating to bring forth fruits like the palm tree and the orange. Without enough heat or sunlight, that is a photosynthesis, they will not be able to produce fruit. Are you hearing me?
Absolutely. I get you.
Okay, so when our body absorbs heat, it also helps us to digest excessive water, oil, from our skin. So we should not be worried about God giving out His will, because He knows our life better than we know.
Absolutely.
All you need to do is be patient and endure.
Right.
Yeah, when you receive a lot of heat out of your body, you discover that there are oil that would have just come out by themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you said the topic for the second arm is what?
I would let you know that when the time is right.
Okay.
Thank
be waiting
you.
For me. Bless you. Thank you.
All right. So I asked a question, and this is actually something that, in the real sense, it has got me questioning so many things. When we say love your neighbor as you love yourself, do we really understand the context of that statement? And do we really love our neighbors just as we love ourselves? So the second part of that statement that says, you know, when you love your neighbor as you love yourself, we forget that loving the neighbor means that I have to love myself first before I can show that kind of love to my neighbor. So how many of us love ourselves well enough to show love to our neighbors, right? How many of us actually do love ourselves? And the kind of love I'm talking about, the love that when it is raining outside and your neighbor spread his or her clothes outside, and you also spread your clothes outside, you can, you know, pack their clothes inside just as you're packing yours. But you know, some people, as it's raining, I don't want to pack my neighbor's clothes too. You know, so that they don't say that, you know, you're packing their clothes or, you know, something else. Everybody just wants to mind their business. But hey, when you say, I love my neighbor as I love myself, or let's love our neighbors as we love ourselves, what sense do you make out of it? Do we really love our neighbors the way we love ourselves? Hello? Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome. It's What's Up Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Boaz. I'm calling from Lekki.
Welcome.
Yeah, I just thought I appreciate what you guys have been doing. You guys are doing a great job. God bless you all.
Thank you. 0700-993-993-993 to tell me what is happening around your area and how you are feeling this morning. In the first hour of the show is the feel of Lagos. And I thought to share with you just something that I've been, you know, thinking about lately. When we say we love our neighbors as ourselves, what does that really mean? And do we really do love our neighbors just the way we love ourselves? Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Right. Hello?
Oh.
Yes! Cheers to life! Welcome!
Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, about Collins.
He's fine, but he's absent today.
Okay, Sunday here, calling from Bariga.
Right. Please call us back if you can. Hello? 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 Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Good morning, what's your name? All right, can you turn down the volume on your radio, please?
Hello?
Hello? All right, hello?
Hello, good morning,
Andrea. Hi, good morning, what's your name?
Igwe Victor.
Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah. Collins is not around. Send me word to him.
You would hear. You guys, don't make me feel like I've missed him. I'm missing him already. So don't make it. Don't double it.
No, when you get to home, you will still see him. But we miss him more than you.
I hear you. You guys don't understand. You don't get it. Go ahead.
Yeah, being our neighbors, loving our neighbors like we love ourselves. Mm-hmm. The question remains: how do we even love ourselves? Mm-hmm. If we really love ourselves the way we should, you will see us taking others like ourselves. But the truth is, like you said, on the course of trying to do a good thing, sometimes people run into trouble. I believe it's not because of wickedness or hatred that make people don't do what they're supposed to do most times. But it's because of, at the end of the day, you might try to do one or two things
and run into trouble.
Outcome of it, yes. Hmm. In most cases, you see people who maybe run into an accident scene and they try to convey the victim to the hospital. At the end of the day, they take the victim to the hospital and anything happens, the person will go in for it.
Hmm.
And there is something I want to ask based on the relationship to this topic.
Okay.
Please, you people should help us try to relate to some of us that are good time callers. When you don't hear from most of us again, try to ask questions. It's part of what we are discussing.
Yeah, I mean, we do that once in a while.
There's this guy, he has been calling with us since 2011.
Okay.
Eboka from Shomolu.
Eboka. Yes.
I don't know if you remember him.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, for a very long time, I've not heard his voice on the radio.
Okay.
That was how I was expecting to hear from one Victoria that all of us started calling from 2011.
Hmm.
Only for somebody to call 3 months ago and say that Victoria was dead. I was very, very mad.
Wow.
So you people should help us sometimes and check on some of us.
All right.
Thank you very much.
We'll do that. Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, that made sense. That made sense. Talking from the context of what we're sharing this Friday morning in the first hour, the feel of Lagos. I just want to pick on your brains this morning. When we say we love our neighbors as we love ourselves, I mean, let's even ask ourselves the question, is it really possible to love our neighbor just the way we love ourselves? And is it that there are circumstances that surround that statement that could make it false, that could make it impossible for us to love the next person who is sitting beside me or the person who is right in front of me or my next door neighbor or my colleague at work or whoever? Are there circumstances that could make me not to love that person the way I would love myself? Hello?
What's up to Lagos?
What's up, Chest Alive? Who is that?
Chest Alive, Andrea, my sister, long time no talk.
Abio, welcome.
Now, you say Prof is not around, right?
Yes.
Don't worry, you are equal to the task.
Go ahead. How are you feeling this morning?
That word, that law, for me, now my own personal listing, I think we are not ripe to use that word.
Why so?
Love.
Why?
Love. You know what it means to love?
What does it mean to love?
Chineke. It's not a joke now, but we just hear love, they joke with that. We shouldn't joke with it.
So what does it mean to love?
To love now, to go all out, like you asked. Is it really true that you love your neighbor as yourself? Do you really love yourself?
Mm.
Okay, what's that?
Yeah.
So I always find it difficult when we use that word here, love, I say,
So you're saying that it's not possible to love our neighbors the way we love ourselves?
Yeah. The way we do things here, Nigerian factor. So that is my fear. So I always feel somehow to mention that word.
Okay.
Like this neighbor's cloth you mentioned. Just yesterday here, my neighbor, the wash cloth. You know, most of them, they don't use peg. You know peg?
Yes.
They don't use.
And I will never like to pass and see your cloth on the floor. Then I know people walk past, by, they don't, but I pick more than 3 times. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Even if rain is falling, I'll make sure I put it in a safe place.
I mean, that's you. So you're saying in the general sense, it's not possible. It's not possible
no,
at all.
No, especially with Nigeria. You know, this Nigerian factor always come to play. Andre, my sister.
Yes.
That guy that asked of Chukwe, I've been asking of Chukwe Buka too.
Mm.
Not only Chukwe Buka. You remember our comrade Akman Silas?
Yeah.
Uche from Ikeja.
Yeah.
Sayo. Lucky from Bikule Fiber. Senator Adegoke, I heard his voice this morning. Engineer Christian. Hey, you get. We are one family. We don't hear. So please, if there's something you guys can do, I beg.
To so reach out to them. We definitely do.
Yeah, Prof, I can't wait to hear him on Monday.
He'll be back on Monday. Thank you. So yes, Chukwe Buka, Nebuka de Talk, I think you're the one we're talking about. So if you're listening, we have all missed you. We'd love for you to reach out as well. I think I still follow him on Instagram. So yes, we would want to hear how you're feeling and how you're doing. It's all in the name of sharing love, you know. So, I mean, basically, this banter this morning is just to find out from you, Lagos, that statement, love your neighbor as you love yourself, is it possible or not? Is it really possible to love your neighbor as you love yourself? We're going to break. Stay with us. Welcome back. Lagos is 10:43 on the clock, and it feels like I'm welcoming you back again on the show. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am standing in for the Techers, or more or less representing the Techers today. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke, because I mean, it's just one Teke today. The two makes it Techers. So yeah, Collins is unavoidably absent today, and that means I will be hanging out with you from this hour till 12. This is the Feel of Lagos, and today I just thought to bring something to our consciousness this very first hour of the show, helping us to really understand what this statement means, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I asked the question, is it possible, is it really possible for us to love our neighbors just the way we love ourselves? I mean, because there's the clause, there's a comma there. Say, when you say love your neighbor, you're not just saying love your neighbor, but you're saying love that neighbor just the way you would love yourself. So how would you love yourself? That has a huge role, is a determining factor on how you're going to love your neighbor. Does that make sense? But is it possible really for us to love our neighbors the way we love ourselves? Have we finished loving ourselves? Look how I love our neighbor. Anyways, guys, to tell me what is going on around your area and how you are feeling this morning, 0700-993-993-993. If you want to be grateful to God that you have seen another week in a pandemic, feel free to do that as well. 0700-993-993-993.
Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Leke, is that you?
Yeah, this is Leke. Welcome. To big Ali challenge.
Welcome.
Thank you. My shout out to colleagues, wherever he is.
He would hear.
No, about the colors, I have something in my mind. I don't know if it's possible. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, in any way, you can see, I can be a platform for colors, and be like something like colored association, maybe.
Okay, like a fans club, you mean?
Yes,
That makes sense.
I'm making an appeal for everyone to support me. To do my song, I have two songs. One prayer, single, second, there's nothing we cannot do.
Right.
Just Google my name, Leke Oluwakorede. I'm also on Instagram, Leke Oluwakorede. You'll be able to download and share this song, prayer, single, and there's nothing you cannot do. Just Google my name, Leke Oluwakorede.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for your suggestion as well. And that will make sense. We'll talk to the management to see if they can do something in that light, having to, you know, have a fans club. Because trust me, I appreciate, I think Nigeria Info listeners are just amazing. You just some you know, just some family feeling that, you know, you give, and we appreciate that. So we're looking to having that fans club, because, you know, there's some people who reach out on a daily basis, and it's only fair most times when we don't hear their voices to check up on them and know how they're doing. And in the light of loving your neighbor as you love yourself, do we really do love the neighbors just like we would love ourselves? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, as a gato, loving your neighbor as yourself is a commandment from God.
Mm-hmm.
That the second commandment is love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave caution that do not be over righteous, neither be over wicked. So none of these two he has mentioned that will benefit you. So you have to go to your limit, or less than what you really want to exhibit. Because by the time you are over-friendly, you might offend that person.
Uh-huh.
So nominate the area that he needed you.
Okay.
And even when you are not needed, don't go there.
Okay.
Because just like somebody, you are doing a party,
mm-hmm.
you didn't invite the person. The person come and become the head,
mm-hmm.
exuberant, you will be offended.
Mm.
So that love, God gave caution to it.
Okay, all right.
The best love is to greet first. Appreciate them, that is by greeting.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thing more than that, when they did not invite me to it, there might be no need for it.
Okay. More or less what I heard from her is, pe-peri-pe. No go de do pass yourself. When they did not call you, you don't go. Anyway, going back to asking, do we really go by that statement? If we're going by that statement or that commandment, love your neighbor as you would love yourself, is it possible actually? Let's be real. Let's tell ourselves fact and the truth. Is it possible to love our neighbor as you would love ourselves? Remember, it's as you would love yourself. Oh. So that cozy moment you would give yourself, or that love that you would genuinely give yourself, would you give it to a neighbor knowing that you don't have any connection with this person? You're not related to this person either by blood or anything else. I mean, nothing brings us together. You know, this is just a stranger. Would you love the person just the way you love yourself? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, thank you. Well, my regards to your second half that is not there.
Yes, he would hear. Well, what's your name, though?
Okay, my name is Vivian, calling from First Park.
Welcome, Vivian.
Thank you. Okay, you asked the question to Legation that is it possible to love our neighbors as ourselves?
Yes.
My sister, sometimes up to a limit is not possible. You can love us to an extent.
So where do we draw the line?
It's not a general way of drawing line, though.
Okay.
Like for me, I will talk about myself because I don't know others.
Okay, go ahead.
Like for me now, I know as a Christian and as a believer, I know that that's a command, just like the female caller said.
Mm-hmm.
It's a command from God.
Mm-hmm.
But we are humans and we are still living in the world.
Mm.
Sometimes when you try to overdo it, it will not seem as if you are forcing yourself on that person.
Okay.
Like in my own compound, there's this neighbor, hard neighbor, that I have, a female neighbor.
Okay.
She says from day one when she packed in that they should leave her and her family. So when somebody has signed that warning, what do you do? The only way that we relate is good morning, mommy.
It ends there.
Good morning, mommy, this or mommy, that. Or maybe there's any official thing
mm-hmm.
we want to talk about in the yard. But aside from that, my sister, everybody is minding her business.
Or so even if the house is burning, even if something is going on in the house, that somebody is dying, mind your business.
My sister, that is the way they put it. You know, first time people used to feel as if they are something when they are not. Some of them. So that's it. Okay. When you overstretch it, you seem as if you're encroaching into that person's
space.
Private. Even when you love to relate with that person, love everything about that person. Yeah, in first act, sometimes in some compact, you cannot overstretch it.
Right. But I know that there are ways that you can love someone without encroaching their space, right? There's a way you can show love to a person without being all up in their faces. Maybe that's where it is. But anyway, she's saying that we should draw a line. You cannot just love. You have to love with sense. You know, you love your neighbor with sense. Hello? Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Okay, firstly, can I make address something quickly? You guys, please, on behalf of Andrea, can we stop asking about Colin? It's a bit much. We love Colin. We love Andrea. So let's not make one person feel bad when the other is not there. Andrea, you're doing a great job. When he's there, when he's not there, you do a wonderful job. So please, don't let them, you know, stress you out.
So I think it's just a couple of people who have. And I mean, yeah, it's really okay for them to ask.
Yeah, no, it's fine. So on the topic of loving people, I want to just mention quickly, I tried to do my passport online the right way, right? You know how we used to do the back way.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what, going forward, let's do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it online and I went to the passport office in Alausa and the love I received threw me off. So
when you say love, you mean like actual love?
No, like they were too nice.
Wow. Okay. And you got scared.
I went there ready to explode, ready to shout, but like they were all so kind and so nice. Aww. The generator wasn't working. There were about 10 officers on the engineer to get it.
So apologies to the last caller. Really, really apologize that we had to quickly cut you off to go into the newsroom. And also the caller before that, we really had to go on a break. So if you can call back to share your thought or conclude your thoughts, you can do that as well. 0700-993-993-993. We've come up to the 11 o'clock hour where that we'll be having the family talk. And today's Friday, so it's the Fun-Filled Friday edition. And there's this burning conversation we want to have. It has to do with overbearing visitors. Have you experienced where that you have a neighbor, a visitor who called you, especially family members? They called you and then said, I want to just stay hang around for like a week. And a week becomes 2 weeks, and 2 weeks becomes 3 weeks, and 3 weeks becomes a month. And it's tough for you to tell this person, start going, pack your things and go, like you have overstayed your welcome. Sometimes it could be really tough, especially if it's a family member. Have you found yourself in that situation? So there's this story. My husband was gisting with me and told me how that he met a lady who was complaining she had to call off her wedding because her mother-in-law, or the mother-in-law-to-be, said that she was going to move in with her husband, that is moving with her son, that is the mother-in-law's to-be's son, that is this woman's husband-to-be. Now, she said she was going to move in with them, to live with them. And she was really, really mad about the whole thing and that she had to call off the wedding, that, you know, go ahead, marry your son if that's what you want. But having to have you to live with me and my husband, even at the time where we're not even married, we're planning to get married, and you're saying you want to move into my house to stay with me, I can't bear that. So have you ever dealt with overbearing neighbors? Why am I saying neighbor? Okay, because I mentioned love your neighbor as yourself earlier. But hey, let's bring it back to this. Have you ever had overbearing visitors? Friends, family members, has it been difficult for you to tell them? What is the best way to share with them or to tell them you've overstayed your welcome? Pack your things and leave my house. Or I need to leave. What are the smartest way that you can come up with? The smartest excuse to tell your family member, be it a mother-in-law, a brother-in-law, a brother or sister, that it's time to leave. You spent enough of your time in my house and it's time for you to leave. Have you had that experience? 0700-993-993-993. And this woman who was really mad at her mother-in-law-to-be, who said she was going to move into the apartment with her husband to be, was it okay for her? I mean, would you have said that it's okay that she called off the wedding? If I were to be in her shoes, I'd do the same. What do you think? And what are your thoughts? Hello. Right. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, alive. Welcome.
Martin's my name. Thanks, Isola.
Welcome, Martin. It's good to have you.
Yeah, I've been trying forever.
You're right. We're glad that you made it. Welcome.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy to love your neighbor as yourself. Naturally, human beings are selfish. We are self-centered people. It's difficult to love people the way we do love ourselves.
Right.
It's a command from God, and He told us that the greatest among all the commandments is love. So, and we find it difficult to do the greatest thing, which is love.
Why? Why are we finding it difficult? Is it because we're selfish? You said we're selfish, that's why.
We are self-centered people. We are selfish in nature. Human beings are selfish in nature. Even when you want to do it, maybe you are married, your wife will not allow it. When a woman wants to do it, the husband will not allow it. Because I try to exercise such ability to love others, like carry people along. My auntie and the children, they kind of hated me because I tried to love the maid they had in their house. They were treating them like rags. At the time, I would carry my food from table to the kitchen where they kept them to go and eat with them. One day, the daughter came in and saw me there eating with the maid. And she said that I left where they kept me. And I chose where I would be, that is where I would be. And they hated me. They refused to settle me because of those. So it's difficult. It's difficult to love others the way we do love ourselves.
I get it. All right. Thank you for sharing that. I mean, we've moved from that particular conversation. Question more or less today on family talk. Have you had overbearing visitors? How do you manage visitors? How do you tell them that it's time for you to leave? Especially when it's a family member. Especially when it's a family member who has said, I want to just come around for a week. And the week becomes 2 weeks. And that 2 weeks becomes 3 weeks and 3 weeks a month. And that person is still there. How do you, tell them that it's time for you to go? You are encroaching my space. Or you just leave, go ahead with it and they become like, living with you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sorry, what's in the morning?
It's morning, rather. Go ahead, what's your name?
Okay, my name is Rotimi. Firstly, I want to comment on the issue of love one another.
Okay.
To me, I would say in Nigeria, that percentage is like 20%. We don't love each other. Because most of the things we are passing through today in the country is caused by our, not even government alone, individual.
Yeah.
Yes, and not even government alone, individual. And how did I say individual? If you love your people, if you love yourself, if you love others the way you love this thing, number one, you have access to certain things and you deny other of it. Even to the point that even some people in the office, they can attach driver and all those things to them, collecting this money. You understand? At the end of the day, you see what they do. Even some of them will be, they will have access to maybe collecting 200K and all, they will give those kind of people 30,000, 40,000. So many things are happening in Nigeria that I keep asking myself, that is it true that we love each other in this country? And we all pretend to love each other, but to me, I'm not sure.
So we're saying it's not possible.
Yeah, it's possible, but the truth is this, we pretend we love each other. It's when things happen to people, everybody show up, kind of love. But initially, before that thing happened, you can't see anybody. Most people doesn't show up.
Okay.
You understand?
Right.
And it's not happening the same way in the Western world, where they love each other. They what belongs to you, they can't take it. And here in Nigeria, we are forced.
Okay. All right. I mean, I understand what he's trying to say. Most people don't show love. They just pretend to show love, but they don't really love love. I mean, love their neighbor as they would love themselves. But we moved away from that conversation. We're talking a different conversation right here. Hello, 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Oh, sorry. We are already in, we are still in the morning.
We're still very much in the morning.
Yes.
What's your name?
Start from the first one, which is love yourself as you love your neighbor. The last caller actually gave a lot of my mind expression about it.
Okay.
It's an idiomatic expression. And just like you see, the man will say, ladies first. Even the Bible went somewhere to say, put your fellow human being first. When you, instead of you taking undue advantage on that your fellow human being.
Okay.
Then, coming to the issue of the second story you gave,
mm-hmm.
you see, we accommodate a lot of sentiment in this part of the world.
Yeah.
If you have your own home, anybody can just walk in at any time, and when he's coming in, you don't have an agreement. When are you staying up to? Are you going tomorrow? Are you staying 1 week? And so the visitor is taking undue advantage because there was no any defined agreement from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But in the case of this woman, you are not saying now.
Yes.
It's a lack of understanding. Women should understand that their son is leaving their own home to get another home. So they cannot be in control of two homes. So I don't know, I don't see reason why the woman should be telling his son's partner to be that he will have to move into their new home and start staying with them. Even if that has to be, it has to be an agreement between from, them. But,
not like you're imposing it.
Right for that. That's the way I see it.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. And so he is making reference to the story I shared. So if you're just tuning, I share the story. Some gist that I and my husband were gisting. So he told me that there was a woman who had to call off her wedding because her mother-in-law-to-be said that she was going to move into the same house that she and her husband were going to live in. And she said, well, if you want to marry your son, go ahead and marry your son. But you're not moving into the house that I am moving into with my husband. That it doesn't make any sense. And I also likened it to whether we have either friends or family members who would call us up and say, oh, they're in a fix at the moment. And they're trying to just put themselves together. And they promise in the next 1 week or in the next 2 weeks, they're going to leave your home. I mean, you know, have their own space. But you find out that they're there. The time that they promised to stay has moved on, but they are still there. So how do you tell such people that it's time for you to go? You promised that you're going to stay 1 month, or you promised you're going to stay for 1 week, and you have stayed more than the time. How do you share and tell these people without, adding sentiment or being offensive to them? How do you tell a person that they've overstayed their welcome? And trust me, this happens a lot, especially when it comes to family members, where they're moving and they tell you, don't worry, I'm going to move out as soon as I'm well-to-do, as soon as I'm okay. And you see they're there with you, you know, and refuse to leave. How do you cope, or how do you deal with such a situation? Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
I'm Mr. Kenneth by name.
Welcome, Kenneth.
Good morning. Hello, Nigeria.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello,
is
Lagos.
The password?
What's up, Lagos?
Just
okay,
go ahead.
I'm going to say this based on experience.
Okay.
Like, it happened to me about 3 months ago. A friend came visiting. Well, he was, according to him, he came in from Benin Republic. He told me he wanted to get some goods in Lagos. I actually live in close to Lagos, Maburu area. So he told me he wanted to get some goods. I said, okay, fine. This guy kept on posting and posting me. And the nature of my work, I work 24 hours, day on, day off. Now, whenever I'm not around, my neighbor, a single mother, would always come to my house in my absence.
Hello, Kenneth.
Discuss with the guy, take stuff in my absence. When I come home, I won't see it. I will notice it, and the guy will be like, oh, it's your neighbor. Your neighbor said, if my son is there, Kenneth will allow me. Or whatnot. I was very disappointed.
Wow.
So he stayed from 3 days to 1 week, 2 weeks. Oh, the only way I could discharge him, I told him, oh, my sister is coming, and my sister won't be comfortable staying somewhere with another man. So please, no offense, but there's nothing I can do at the moment. She's already on her way. And that was the only way to discharge that guy.
Wow.
And he left the next day.
Nice. I mean, but I thank you for sharing your experience. And then the very annoying thing is that this set of people who will come and say, I'm going to stay, they will not respect your space. I mean, look at that guy's experience. I think you shared something with me earlier about how that this woman who you invited, she came over to stay, and all of a sudden the house has become hers. You can go into my kitchen and take what you like. You can go into my bathroom and do what you like. You do, you know, put on the AC and feel chilled. And then, you know, it's not like we're saying that, or it's not like I am saying that, you know, you shouldn't have the freedom because you're staying in someone's apartment. I mean, you're being nice to a person. And there's nothing wrong with that. But most of the time, right, the people who you give allow, they take allowance. And that they need, gone, is the cocoa. So let's find out the best way to handle this. If someone even invites you over to their place, I mean, if you reach out to your friend or your family member, you say you're going to stay 1 week. I know that circumstances could, you know, be a reason for you staying more than the time that you have promised. But how about you just letting them know that I know that this is inconveniencing for you, right? Now, the things I plan to do, I'm not getting them ready just yet. But I promise, as soon as you know it, I'm going to leave. But no, nah. That's where entitlement will come in. Anyway, we have Victor on the line. Hello. Right. Do call me back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's your name?
Yes, good morning. My name is Shani. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yes, so you asked how to say. Very simple, it's time to go. Direct is always the best way.
Bluntly, just like that.
Yes, but you see, we don't know how to do it. It's like when you're writing the letter, you always have to start it. How was your night? How was... That's what gets us in trouble. Straight to the point, it's time to go. The reason I say this, I mean, a lot of people don't know how to do it, but it's the best way. And sometimes you shock them out of the system because they're not expecting it.
Yeah.
You know, they're expecting you to come up with... It's like somebody asks you for money. Someone asked me for money once. I mean, I don't know what she called you, Nigeria. Which I just said, I don't have money. I don't have it. Apparently, the person took offense. Later, the person told me, I didn't like the way you said. I was like, well, how was I supposed to say? They're like, I supposed to say, oh, I said, no, but I don't have a project. I don't have money. I don't have money.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the same way that, same way when somebody says your place, it's time to go. I need my space. I don't think we should always come up with, oh, my sister is coming. Oh, I am traveling. My father is around. Mm. Or something. No, if the more we learn to say bluntly.
Yeah. I mean, stern about it.
Yes. I mean, not like it's going to be rude. Mm. It's your house. I don't know why it's our house and it's our space and we're... Because I went to study my cousin once. And I told her I'd be there for like 2 weeks. But then what I went for didn't work out. So I called her. I said, look, I'm supposed to be here for 2 weeks. I know my ticket is this, but I need to stay an additional 2 weeks. You know, is it okay? Right? And she was like, oh, it's not, you know, that, oh, no, you can't. I said, that's fine. So I called my other sister that coming over because I can stay where I am now. You know, because I needed to extend my time. And I think that's what people should do. If you're going to extend, you need to let the person
know. Yeah, absolutely.
And give the person the courtesy.
Absolutely.
You can or can't. But yeah.
All right.
Straight to the point. It's time to go.
Straight to the point. It's time to go. So you heard it. But I think that when some people are being sentimental, when they, you know, take their time to talk to someone or they come up with some kind of excuse, my sister is coming, my brother is coming, you know, those people kind of have conscience, you know. For you to think that way, you have a good conscience. And shout out to you. You think for some other people. But, you know, to some extent, right, in things and cases like this, you have to tell it as it is, especially when the people have, you know, grown to have some sort of sense of entitlement. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, Andrea.
Hi, welcome.
Yeah, Victor calling back. Good morning, my sister.
Good morning.
Yeah, I want to speak from an experience.
Okay.
The problem, just like the last caller said, know when to say no. That is the problem in Africa. We always don't know when to say no. Hello, are you still there?
I'm here with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, the experience is that there was this friend of mine in the East then. The guy is he's a well-known popular artist. I don't want to call his name.
Mm-hmm.
So we are childhood friends. One day he called me then and told me he was coming to Lagos to do a video shooting. He said he was asking me where he would stay. I was like, okay, I don't know. Can I make an arrangement for you at hotels? He said no, that he wanted to come to my place. I said, but I don't know how to host you. You are a big boy. I don't know how to host somebody like you. You understand?
Yeah.
He then asked me, Victor, do you stay in a dustbin? Don't you live in a house? I said, I live in a house. He said, okay. He was coming over to my house. Then I gave him an address. I was thinking he will stay like a week, like he told me. So he moved into my house. We stayed 1 week. He asked me to take him to one of the video makers, all these movie makers in Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
So I managed to locate the person he came to look for in Ikeja. Then after 1 week, he didn't say anything about the video he came to shoot again. He stayed 1 month. He stayed 2 months, 3 months. Then at a point, I went up somewhere. Somebody that knows him was gisting with me that guy had a court issue in the East, that court people were looking for him.
Mm,
hello?
Yeah. Go
that
ahead.
That court people were looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I got so amazed that court people are looking for someone
that's staying in your house.
That's staying in my house. So how do I do it? You know what it means? If court people comes around and they're looking for someone, anybody that is there, the person automatically becomes a victim.
Mm-hmm.
So I went home, and the annoying part of it is the possessive tendency, like you said.
Mm.
At a point, he started controlling me in my house. Victor, you know you are a child of God. I don't like how I see you with women. I never knew he was trying to launder his image based on the issue he had. So with that anger of how he was controlling me, if I go out, he would go to my kitchen and take things he wanted. In fact, I lived expensively.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, because of his profile, my mode of living increased. I was living in order to please him. So, that day I got home, I told him, guy, today is the day. Tell me the day you are going, but for me, you are going now. He said, what do you mean? I said, you are going now. You never told me you had court issue in the East and you come here to stay with me. You want to put me into trouble. He asked me who told me. I said, okay, I'm giving you 48 hours. So
live.
The next 48 hours, he left my house. That's when I was able to decide.
To escape. Wow. All right. I mean, thank you for sharing that. But can you do the same thing? For instance, your brother. Can you evacuate? You know, just send them out like that. Or your mother-in-law. Or your mother. Or, you know, let's look at it from that perspective. Because actually, they have some kind of sense of entitlement. I mean, it's my brother. She's my sister. I mean, it's my daughter. He's my son, you know? So how do you get to communicate this to them? That this is my space and I want to be alone. I know that you are my family member, but it's time for you to go. How do you tell them without having to, you know, be the black sheep of the family or, you know, become one evil child that has been possessed by, you know, an evil spirit, if you like? Hello? Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
She's alive. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Ella. I'm calling from Aja.
Welcome, Ella.
like what you just asked now, that if we can chase out a close family member, I would say if they are conflicting news, and yes, I can. Because I've, from experience, I've even done it once.
Mm-hmm.
So my elder sister's child, that's my niece, she came to live with me. And I just go to bed that period. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. But you have 1 minute. We'll be going on a break shortly.
So I was expecting her, like, you can't live with me. Definitely, you should help me with some chores.
Yeah.
I'll be sweeping. I just put to bed, like, a few weeks ago. I'll be sweeping. She'll raise her leg. She'll be sitting in the sitting room. She'll even raise her leg for me to sweep. So after some time, I just know that this girl is here to lounge. I was like, you can't be in my house and be doing all this. I have to call her mother and tell her, your daughter is coming back. I paid, I bought her ticket and I told her to go back home. That's it.
Oh, wow.
So you just have to come out straight and tell them, no, you can't do this. Don't start cutting corners or tolerating.
Go straight to the point. Okay. So, yeah, she says you have to go straight to the point. Do not tolerate rubbish. If they are constituting nuisance in your home, you chase them away. State as it is and let them go. But do you have the mind to do it? We'll go on a break, Lagos. We'll be right back. That's right. We are families. 11:39 on the clock is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And this is the fun-filled Friday edition of the Family Talk. And we're talking managing visitors, especially in the family setting. Whether you have this a family member or a friend, a sister, brother, whoever, reach out to you and say they want to, you know, come over to your place and stay for a week. And a week becomes 2 weeks, and 2 weeks becomes 3 weeks, and 3 weeks a month, and it's difficult for you to ask them to leave. How do you handle such a situation? How do you tell a person that they have overstayed their welcome, especially when it's a family member? And you know, sometimes some people, even if they're friends or family members, you welcome them in with an open arm, and you know, they when they're leaving, they leave their they come with extra visitors, and then they leave the extra visitor behind. Now, what do I mean by that? I remember experience where that we invited someone to come stay with us, right? And she stayed with us for a week or two. Was it a week? Nah, she stayed with us for 3 days. It was 3 to 4 days, a week, right? And then when she left, we had extra visitors at home with us. When I mean extra visitors, I mean bed bugs. You know, bed bugs were in our home because this lady, you know, stayed with us. So sometimes, right, when we want to be all open-hearted and welcoming to people, they come with problems, right? We have to accept that they come with problems too. But anyway, that's not what we're talking. How do you handle such a situation? How do you tell them that they have stayed, they're overstayed their welcome? Hello? All right, 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Andrea, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you too?
Where's my brother? Where's my fellow woman?
He's fine. He has other engagements. He's fine.
Okay. Well, see, Andrea, my own brother, my immediate brother, though he was doing nothing, I sent for him to come.
Mm-hmm.
You understand now?
Yes.
He came, I got a job for him. And then when he got money started coming in, he began to travel back to the village. Every month he would go village. Myself and my wife would call him and say, the reason why we called you is so that you can be able to sit down and get yourself settled. You understand?
Yeah.
Will you believe me that this young man stayed in my house, got married, we accommodated him, he got married, he stayed in my house.
Say that again. Now, you invited your brother to come stay with you so that he can make something for himself.
Give me help so I can get a job and then start his own life.
Right. And then
I stayed in my house. He stayed in my house. Was teleworking. They were paying him good salary. He was working two places. Instead of getting a house, he started going and lavishing the money in the village. And then finally stayed in my same house. We were enjoying him. And got married. Stayed in my house. Gave birth to one child. That was when me and my wife said, no, it's enough. No, we have to chase him out.
Wow. And that, I mean, you were really patient. Or you encouraged it.
My wife, look, anybody that knows my wife, please thank her. She's a very patient woman. She was the one that was mellowing me down, saying, I should mellow down. Let us see how I can settle him. Finally, I have to force him. If I have to force him to go and rent a house for him,
somewhere.
Wait, you rented an apartment for him?
To bring money out of the home money, and then we joined money with it, and then went to rent an
apartment for him. Wow, I mean, you deserve a round of applause.
So you can imagine, so some of these brothers or relations, they think. They take too much. They take too much more than they can chew, you know, that kind of, but, you know, thank God.
All right. I mean, thank you. I mean, if you say they take much, wouldn't it be also that we give too much, right? Wouldn't it be also that we give too much? Okay. 11:45 soon. We'll be heading to the landlord to happy moment. So stick around for that one. But hey, it's still very much family clinic. I mean, family talk right here on What's Up Lagos. You tell me, how do you tell a visitor that they have overstayed their welcome? How do you tell them, come and be going? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, welcome. Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Chris. Calling from Anthony.
Welcome, Chris.
So I've been hearing the negative side of asking friends or family friends to stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
But mine is positive.
Oh, great.
Totally positive, seriously.
Wow.
I have a friend who had a...
Africa's number one station for talk.
Senate President Ahmed Lawan assured Nigerians that no citizen will be shortchanged in the distribution and application of the COVID-19.
Hot conversation.
Is it possible that COVID can affect somebody psychologically?
Oh, absolutely. With the COVID pandemic, we have also been experiencing a mental health pandemic. Coping and generally people's psychological health has been affected.
For the strongest opinion.
What that has been reintroduced is equivalent to the same side, because there's no reform having issue. So this one that is just going to happen
in Nigeria is large-scale industrial.